The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today, as we learn the final daf in Seder Kodshim, I wanted to chaz once again the Gevaldike Chashivos and the Gevaldike Teelos which we have from learning Seder Kodshim, from learning in Yonah Karbonis. It's well known, the Gemara Menachas Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Om Reb Yitzchak Mai Dichsiv, Zoyz Teres Chatos, Vzoyz Teres Osham. Kol Oysik B'Teres Chatos, whoever busies himself, and is Oysik in the Teres of Chatos, the Gemaras, the Halachas of Karban Chatos, Ki Ilu Hikriv Chatos, he gets the Schar and Shemayim, it's considered by the Rabbeinu Shleilim as if he brought a Karban Chatos. Chol Oisik B'Teres Osham, whoever busies himself with the Torah of Osham, Ki Ilu Hikriv Osham, it's as if he brought a Karban Osham. And Chofetz Chaim, Torah Eir Nahagah, he writes something very interesting. He writes that somebody who's Misatzel, somebody who is not Oisik in Torah Sakarbonis, so that person, the etzem, it's a bigger taina on him than a person who was chai of a carbon and didn't bring a carbon. Because a person who doesn't bring a carbon, so the amenius, there's a yetz sahara. Costs money, he has to stop what he's doing, go up to Yerushalayim, he has to go to the base of Mikdash, there's a gvaldika tircha, there's a gvaldika bittelsman involved. Masha enkein, to sit and learn the sugis of kodshim, doesn't cost any money. It's not a bigger tircha to go ahead and to learn say the kodshim than to learn any other Indian and Shas. So Mela, not only is someone who learns kodshim, who learns in Yoni Karbonis as if he brought the carbon, but someone who doesn't, someone who's misatzel from this Gevalde Kazakh, the tain on him is stronger even than the person who didn't bring the actual carbon. The Chofetz Chaim is Meir Chuv here, Meir Matera Eir. And he says that the Etzem throughout the Deiris, Klal Yisrael, learned say the Kodshim to have this Gevaldika Skula that they're being Oisik in the Karbonis and they have with themselves the Schusa Karbonis. He brings the Rashi in the Sechas Vav Mitzia. The Gemara tells us that Elio asked Rabbi Bar Avua, how come he didn't learn say the Tyrus? And Rabbi Bar Avua answered, Ba'ar Bo Loi Mitzina, that to get a Klarkite in the four starim, I can't. B'shita Mitzina, I should have a Klarkite in all six starim. So Rashi says, what's the four? So the four which are Negei L'maisa. One of the four which are Negei L'maisa. So it's Mayit, and Noshem and Ezekiel which are Negei L'maisa. And then Rashi fears Ois, that Kodshim has the same Chashivas and the same drive as the star which are Negei L'maisa. The Haider, because Baal Tepasik says, B'chol Mokai Mukter Mugash L'shmi, that all over, one could is a makam where a person brings karbanis to my name. Eil tamin chacham ma'iskim hal hilchas avoda malah makasek hilum makriven oisem beis hamikdash. So memela, when we list off the parts of Torah which are negei halacha lemaisa, so the pshat is that kachim goes with bayin nash from nezikim, because this is a chelik which is negei for us on every single day, even though the halacha lemaisa is not negei, because you don't have a beis hamikdash. But what's negei lemaisa is, it's negei for us to learn it, that we should be zeich in this gevaldike skula of kala oisik. Behilchas karbon is ke'ilu hikar of carbon. Zroim and tyrus, that negei bizman hazeh. So therefore, Rabbi Bar Avua didn't put an emphasis on those starim. But kachim had the same emphasis as moy nosh muzikim, because it's the gay lemaisis, the gay if this gevaldig skula, ke'ilu hikr of carbon. The Chofetz Chaim goes on to say that that's takap shat why Ravina of Ashi, the Gemara says that there were tleis and masiftas in Uxin. That avad in the times of the Amaroim, the Gemara on Tyrus, Gemara on Zroim, was ad lahafli. And they were Isaac and there was Gemaras in it. But what Ravina of Ashi kaveh Deiris, which conveyed the chelik of Shas, which is negei lemaisa, and they put kachim together with mayin noshim nezikim, because kachim is also negei for us to learn, because we learn kachim, it has the gevaldik skula of kilo hikr of carbon. The Chofetz Chaim brings from being Messiah Kodshim with Mesechtas Midas, with the Mesechta which is not directly Karbonis, but rather the Tzura of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Chofetz Chaim over here brings a Chazal, he brings a Medrash, Kishakodesh Baruch Hu. Herel Yecheskel Tzuras Habayis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yecheskel Tzuras Habayis. So he said, the Pasuk says, Hagedis B'nei Yisrael Habayis. The Rebbe Yisrael told Yecheskel HaNavi, go tell Klal Yisrael the parameters of the Bayis Sheni. Ami Yecheskel Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yecheskel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbe Yisrael. Ad Achshav Anu Sunim B'Gayla Be'eretz Shaseinenu. Right now we're in Golas. Right now it's not Negea. I have to Dafka go right now, Lohidia Yisrael Tzuras Habayis. I have to go ahead and tell them right now that the tzura the base of Mikdash. There's nothing that they can do about it. When they come out of the Golos Bavel, when they come back to the base of Mikdash, they leave Golos Bavel, they're ready to blow the base of Mikdash off Yecheskel. So then I'll go ahead and teach them the Tzuras Habayis. Why not tell them the Tzuras Habayis now when they're still in Golos? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, no. V'chi b'shvil shebonein esunim b'goyle yiyah habinyin batal? Because Klal Yisrael's in Golos, should the base binyin base HaMikdash be batal? G'day lo kri asam b'tayir kivinyana. When you learn the parsha of Midas, the sugya of Midas, you learn the Tzuras Habayis, it's like you're building a base HaMikdash. Lech omelhem sheyasku likreis b'tayir Tzuras Habayis. That they should go ahead, not talk about Tayir's Karbonis, we're talking about the dimensions of the base of Mikdash, what the base of Mikdash should look like. When we learn Midas, when we learn the Tzuras Habayis, uvizchar kri osam she is asku likris ba mala ni alein kilu hem esukim binyin habayis. When a person learns the Tzuras Habayis, it's like he's being bein a base of Mikdash. And that's we learn Masechtas Midas, that we have to understand that we're standing in goals, we're building a base of Mikdash. And that's the Gevaldika skula of Limud HaKarbonis, that's the skula of that's the school of Masechtas Midas, learning the Inyanei Tzuras Habayis is Ki'ilu Bon Habayis, and that's the Matana Teva, which Ravina of Ashi with Manchel Adayis, Gemara on Seder Kodshim, that we can be Isaac in this Seder, just like we're Isaac in the other storm, and it can be Ki'ilu Hikar Karbonis, and Ki'ilu Bon Habayis HaMikdash. Just wanted to be Messiah with the Geshmak HaOra, which I heard from the Mashkiach Shlita from Ramatzio Salomon. The Mishnah Masechta Shoshana says that Barishayna Haya Lulav Nitel B'Mikdash Shiva, originally the Lulav was shook in the base of Mikdash for 7 days, Uve Medina Yemechot. And in the Medina, one day, L'Katalachem B'Yem Harishayn, outside the base of Mikdash, the mitzvah of Lulav was only one day. In the base of Mikdash, there's a special mitzvah of Smachnam of Nei Hashem, L'Keichem Shivas Yomim, that in the base of Mikdash, they went ahead and they shook out Zulul for 7 days. Outside this Mikdash of Biyah Marishan. 7 days? The Svatom Thayer Sam Lakech Mashiv is young. Hiskin Viechem and Zakai, Shiulul Nittel B'Mikdash Shiva. Zechel Mikdash. Viechem and Zakai made a takana that they should go ahead and shake the Lulav in Medina outside the base Mikdash for 7 days. Zechel Mikdash. First day is the Raisa. All the 6 days, with the rice only base Hamikdash, Tekonos Yechem and Zakai, as we know that we bench Esk and Lulav all 7 days, Zechel and Mikdash. So the Gemara asks, Minolon, Davdin and Zechel and Mikdash. How do you know that we have to make a Zechel and Mikdash? So the Gemara brings a Pasuk. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, a Tainan Klal Yisrael, Ki Nidchu Karu Loch, Tziyoin Hi Deirish Ein Loch. The Torah has a tain on Navi, a tain on Klal Yisrael. That Tzion, Deiresh Ein Lo, there's nobody who's being Deiresh Tzion, there's no one who's looking out for Yerushalayim, there's no one who's interested in Yerushalayim. Michlal Deboi Drisha, Vaislais is a tain. Vaislais, we have to go ahead and be Deiresh Tzion, we have to want Beis HaMikdash, we have to Zuchais Beis HaMikdash, Memela, in order to Mekayim this Pasuk of Deirish Ein Law, therefore, B'Yechem and Zakeh was Mesakin, Lulu of the Mikdash Kol Shiva. So, Ratzio asks a few shayles. The first shayle is that the Gemara tells us in Mesakhtas Bava Basra that there are certain Zakeh which should do Zechel Chorban. When a person builds a house, he leaves a Zechel Chorban. When an Isha makes her Tachshitim, she leaves a Zeicha l'Churban. And over there, the Gemara says, what's the Pasuk? What's the Makar? The Pasuk says, Eshkechech Yerushalayim Tishkech Yemini. So the Makar is, Eshkech Yerushalayim Tishkech Yemini. If I forget Yerushalayim, I forgot my right hands. So what's this new Shaila of Minol of Dina Zeichel and Mikdash to bring another Pasuk of Dayush Eimla? The second Shaila he asks is, that you find that when we make the lulav zeichel hamikdash, it's not just stop and we shake the lulav zeichel hamikdash, but possibly we try to mimic the whole base of mikdash. We make hakafis and we remember the hakafis in the base of mikdash, and one time the rest of yontif and seven times on Hashana Rabbah with the going around the beam with the sefer Torah in the middle. We make as many chalokim and we try to shteltzu to the mikdash, not just a zeicher like a zeicher l'churban. You remember that we're in Gauls. But Zeichel and Mikdash, it seems that seems to have a lot of protim and protipot protim trying to go ahead and to create almost a Mikdash-like experience outside the base of Mikdash. So what's this extra inyan of trying to create a Mikdash-like experience outside the base of Mikdash? And finally, Matzio asks that Zeichel and Mikdash, Zeichel and Churban is always sad. Zeichel l'churban is a sad thing. We're mayits from our tainugim. Zeichel l'churban, but it seems that sukkahs, you know, sukkahs based shreivah, the zeichel mikdash, and zeichel mikdash, we do with a tremendous happiness on Yom Kippur when we refer to the sukkahs based shreivah. So we say, Ashrei ayin ros the simchas beis hasheiva. Lucky is the eye who is zeicha to see the simchas beis hasheiva. Am sheyevis ruach hakodesh ruach nediva. Haloi lemishma oizen dovan afshenu. When we refer to the simchas beis hasheiva, so we're sad, we're disheartened. It hurts our hearts. So what's the pshat that we sing with music and dancing v'roiv pe'er every yontif, every year, the yontif of Sukkos? Simchas beis hasheiva zeichel lemikdash l'chayra haloi dov. Zeichel l'churban is a sad thing. Zeichel l'churban is something which makes us feel missing and unhappy. But yet we find that Sichas Beis Hasheiva we're chayig b'reif simcha zeichel l'mikdash. What's the pshat? So Matzis Yov is mazber that be'emes is two different inyanim. There's one inyan of zeichel l'churban and one inyan of zeichel l'mikdash. Zeichel l'churban means that a yid has to remember that he's in galus. A yid has to remember that without mikdash we're chaser. Without mikdash, we're lacking. Without mikdash, we're missing something. And that's the inyan of Eshkech Yushalayim Tishkach Yemini. That without Yushalayim, we don't have our right hand. And therefore, we limit our hanhoga, our tanuge, v'ilam hazeh. We put the eifim reisha chasanim, v'le'alab Yushalayim, al reishim chosi. We go ahead. And we build a house, it should never be complete, because the makom habeis hamikdash is charev. We have a suda, it's not complete. When the isha makes her tachshitim, it's not complete, because we're pashim, we're chaser. And that's an eshkech Yerushalayim, tishkech hamini, zeicha l'churban. It's a zeicha to the destruction, it makes us say it. But there's another nekuda. To build a beis hamikdash, we have to want a beis hamikdash. A beis hamikdash is built with gevaldik, drisha, and sheifa. What brings back the Beis HaMikdash? What makes us daven for Mikdash? What gives us she'ifas to want to come to Mikdash? Which is what makes the Rebbeinu Shlom ultimately bring a Beis HaMikdash. The goal of all Aveilus al HaChorban is to make us want Mikdash. And the Yisoid of Tziyish Derish Eimla is that the Rebbeinu Shlom had a tain on Kal Yisrael that nobody wants it. That nobody feels that they're lacking Mikdash. Nobody wants it. Nobody has driven. We need Mikdash. We need Mikdash. We need Mikdash. And the She'ifa and the Shtoikikos for Mikdash builds Mikdash. And that's the time, was the time on Klai Yisrael Tzion Derish Yema. Rabbi Yechai Mezake was Misakin that to give us a taste, a Tzima, of the Gevaldike Ruknis, the person was able to be Shayev in Mikdash. The Lul of Mikdash Kal Shiva, the Hakofis that we do on the Yantav Sukkos, the Simchas Beis HaShayeva, all of these Zachen, we start feeling that Ruchniyistik and Shmak, the Simchas Shal Mitzvah, the Eskashros to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and all that involves, and all of that that brings, and that's the that makes us want more. Rabbi Yisrael, if we have the Zeran pin, it's so geschmack, so kal v'chaymer, the real thing, and that's when you bring a new pasuk. How do you know you mean zechel and mikdash that we have to go ahead and touch in to the gevaldike ruchnis which Klal Yisrael felt in the base of mikdash? Tziyah derish einla, that we should want the bank shaft to have a shaychus to that gevaldike experience that in the mikdash. That's not the pasuk of Eshkech Yishulayim that we have to feel that we're lacking zachim, which we do with sadness and with chesaron. Rather, it's what we do with happiness. It's something which makes us feel the me'ain of what happened to the base of mikdash, and that builds the hishtoikikos to mikdash, and that build, we feel the simchah shel mitzvah b'zeir anpin kal v'chaim, when we want the real deal, and that's the whole avodah the yontov of sukkahs of zeichel and mikdash that Rabbi Yechos misaken for a different pasuk from tzien derish ein lo mechal deboi drisha. We have to do things that we want, that we want that ruchnius. And be'etzem, it's the she'ifa to mikdash, which be'emesin builds the base on mikdash. The Ramah in Sefer Torah Sa'ila writes, a gevaldik ha'maisa, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was standing on the base of Makam HaMikdash, and he was heilach u'bacha, he was heilach and crying, and he met the Greek philosopher Plato. And Plato said to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, you're the chacham shel Yehudim, you're the smartest of all the Yidin, I have two great sakashas. First of all, ech beichen shel she'avar. We don't cry over spilled milk. We don't cry over what happened. The Beis Mikdash is chara. The Chacham doesn't cry over the Avar. In Beichem L'Sha'avar, we don't cry over spilled milk. Second of all, he said that a Chacham doesn't cry over Eitzim V'Avonim. A Chacham doesn't cry over a building. Yirmiyahu HaNavi told him, do you have any shayles in philosophy, any divrei chacham which are bothering you? To which Plato asked him several shayles, and Yirmiyahu HaNavi answered all of his shayles. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi said to Plato that all the chachma that I have comes through the mikdash. So therefore I'm not being misabel on Eitzim V'Avonim, I'm being misabel on the Mekor HaChachma. So Plato said, I hear. So it's not Eitzim HaVonim, it's the Mekor HaChachma. Ve'ein Beichem L'Sha'avar, it's in the past. It doesn't exist anymore. Why are you crying? You're crying over spilled milk. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi told Plato, you're a guy. You're not going to understand the answer. Ad kan ha'maisa. So the altar, Rabbi Elie Lapayan brings from the altar from Kelim, that the altar from Kelim said, so what's Taka the Teretz? We're mitzvah from Chazal to cry at the base of Mikdash every single year on Tisha B'Av. What's Taka the Teretz? Ein Beichem L'Sha'avar. Zok to the altar from Kelim, that the Teretz to Plato's question, that Yirmiyahu said that every Jewish boy and girl over Bar Bas Mitzvah understands, but Plato, the great Greek philosopher, can't understand, is that in Ruchnius, in Mikdash, wanting it builds Mikdash. The crying, the feeling that it's lost, the feeling that we're lacking, the feeling that we're missing something, is not just crying over what was, but the more we want, when we cry, we build. When we want, we build. And Yirmiyahu told Plato, you're a guy, he can't understand such a concept that crying builds. In this world, tears are futile. But in the Olam HaRuchni, if we cry for a Mikdash, we have She'ifas in Ruchnius. Tears build a base HaMikdash. Tears, the bankshaft, the wanting, the Ritzainus, the Dveikus, that's what builds a base HaMikdash. And that's the Soid which every Jewish boy and girl over Bar Bas Mitzvah knows. And that's the Yisoid, Tziyad Dayrish Einla, Mechlal Deboi Drisha. When we learn Seyde Kachim, we learn what happened to Beis HaMikdash. We feel, we zeich and knowledge the skula of what the Karbonas did then, and with Ilu Hikr of Karbon that was zeich to that now. But we start seeing the glory of Klal Yisrael standing around the Beis HaMikdash, witnessing Nisim Gluyim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gevaldige Skarvus, Yerushalayim, Mesoyis Kol Aretz, everybody was happy because of the Slichas HaKarbonas, the Kehanim Avedosim, Levim, Beshirim, Vizimram. We want it. The more we want it, we have a shaychus, and that gufa builds a base of mikdash. The Eivu shall take a health in as we finish pray the kachim and move on to Masechtas Nida to the Siyam Hashas. We should take a bizoicha that the gevaldika skula of our limud kachim together beravim should bring the base of mikdash closer. Ki ilu hikruv carbon, ki ilu bonam mikdash, Masechtas Midas, ki ilu bonam mikdash.
And the Jerisha, this that we're Isaac in this, it's still Negeah. It's relevant to us. We learned the Sugis, and we want to propel that should bring the Beis HaMikdash, that should goofy be the longing and the rotten to bring the Beis HaMikdash closer. That our Avodah should be a chelik of the Avodah of Klal Yisrael and Golos for Deir Deiris to rebuild to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the B'yis Mashiach Tzinkeidu M'herev Yomein.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.